The very thing that that is out of control, that worries or causes great fear in your life, it is nothing but a small thing for Jesus. Now, you might be sitting there this morning saying, Pastor, oh, here you go again. Your answer again this week is Jesus. I knew that was coming. Is that what you're thinking? Well, and you might be thinking this, oh, Pastor, hey, you know what? Human technology is amazing. Get with the times. In 10 years, we're going to have everything figured out with technology, okay? Think about this. In the last century, 100 years, lots of human beings have come up with amazing technology to deal with hurricanes and storms. I want to relate some of those strategies. And for good reason, to mitigate the damage that a hurricane can cause in the United States. In the 1940s, someone came up with the plan of putting ice into the eye of a hurricane. Have you heard of this? In the 1940s, this was the plan. They weren't so sure about this, so the hurricane came in, and they waited till the hurricane went back out into the Atlantic, and so they put the planes up there and dropped the ice into the middle of the eye of the storm, thinking that that would widen the eye. Well, guess what happened on that occasion? The hurricane pivoted and came back and wiped out the United States in Savannah, Georgia. And I laugh about that, but it's a sign that we don't have this figured out. Then about 20 years ago in the United States, someone came up with the plan of changing the temperature of the waters in the ocean by pumping the cool water down below and up high into the surface. That never really materialized into anything. And then just recently, in the last 10 years, someone, I'm not going to name them, but someone came up with the idea of throwing bombs into the middle of a hurricane, thinking that that would solve the problem. Guess what? That would not solve the problem. I'm glad that no one gave that a second thought. If anything, hurricanes have become even more powerful than they've been in the last 100 years, and we're even further behind than we were 100 years ago. We need something more. That's Jesus. I'm settling there for my life. An amazing thing happens here in this miracle that I want to close out on. Just at the moment that Jesus appears with his disciples, did you pick up in verse 20? Just at the moment he arrives, they reached their destination. In other words, Jesus didn't calm the storm. Sometimes he does this, he calms the storm, but the storm doesn't end. Notice that sometimes the storms in our lives will just continue on. But what we pick up here is that what appears to happen is that when Jesus appears to his disciples, they relax. And they oar their way and reach their destination like it just took 5 minutes. That's what Jesus' presence meant to them. My friends, Jesus is here today to do a similar thing to you. Take my body, take my blood. It is I. In other words, I am. I am with you. May that bring relaxation, comfort, and peace. That is the best strategy for comfort, peace, and relaxation. Let's pray about that this morning and receive that. Dear Lord, today again we hear about Jesus, that he is for us, and we need that because there are a lot of enemies out there. There are all sorts of philosophies about how we should relax and rest, but wow, that Jesus did this. That he walked upon the sea and dealt with their big fear. May that give us courage to reach our destination and recognize that you're with us all the way. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.